Right now, let us turn our focus to Lyft, seeking to raise almost $2.1 billion in its initial public offering, which will be the largest startup listing since Snap's 2017 IPO. Joining us now to discuss, Atish Davda, Chief Executive Officer of EquityZen, based in New York. Atish, what do you think of this valuation, which would give the firm a value of about $20 billion?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know that Lyft wants to be compared to Snap too many times ahead of this public listing that they're working on. Lyft's last valuation was at $15 billion. And EquityZen is a firm that allows buying and selling of private companies with issuer approval for many years ahead of the IPO. With that said, you know, looking at our data and not talking about any one company in particular, I think it's I think it's pretty promising for a company to come out there and put a valuation target meaningfully higher. It's above round because you know we've definitely seen some unicorns go out to the public market with a value at or even sometimes below their last private valuation. So this definitely seems promising.
A question for you is, we had a Bloomberg story that said in its filing, Lyft said that expenses are likely to increase and that it may not be able to achieve or maintain profitability in the future. How does that speak to a 10 to 12 multiple, basically?
You know, that's actually becoming more and more common in a lot of companies going public, a lot of unicorns going public. Look, if you take a look at what Wall Street's looking for, Wall Street's seeing a record low number of publicly listed companies into which it can it can invest. Growth has been continuously rewarded over the last several years. And I think what Lyft is trying to say publicly, the same way that, you know, Uber apparently next month is going to go out with its own roadshow and is going to likely say the exact same thing, we've seen many other companies out there that are public now say, is we are focused on growth. We believe we have positive unit economics. So if we ever turn off the marketing spigot, we automatically turn positive in terms of our net income. But one of the best things we see about Lyft, and it is promising, is that in addition to 100% growth, you know, they went from about $1 billion in revenue to over $2.1 in revenue last year, we see shrinking net income loss margins. That's not something you see in every company. It's obviously very important to show that there's a line of sight to profitability, and I think Lyft is trying to make sure that that is seen by its, by the investors it's roadshowing to today.
So one thing, Atish, that you said was that probably Lyft doesn't want to be associated with the Snap IPO too much, given the disastrous performance of that IPO in subsequent trading months. But I do have to wonder if there is a similarity here, because these are both startups that waited quite a long time before they IPO'd, being able to get financing through private markets and through public debt markets. I'm just wondering, does that set these companies up to have less upside? In other words, they've already become mature enough that the growth perspective just isn't there.
I think that's true for the typical public market only investor. I mean, one of the reasons our business exists is that, you know, EquityZen allows qualified accredited investors that want to invest ahead of the IPO to actually gain that access. So whether or not, you know, it's Lyft or Uber or the, you know, 20 other companies that we believe are going to go public later this year, I think one thing is absolutely true is that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. More and more value creation is happening in the private markets. Now, the story Lyft and Uber and many of these other firms are trying to say is that we're still in the kind of early stages of transportation as a service, as a sector. And so, you know, you're going to see Lyft come out and say, you know, here's why we see, you know, we only operate in North America at the moment. There's the rest of the world to conquer. Uber is going to come out hopefully a month from now and come out and say, look, we already have bits and pieces of the world. Now, in addition to ride sharing, we're offering Uber Eats and autonomous vehicles and, you know, the four or five other ways in which they can see, you know, a way to capture market. I think one comparison, though, that Lyft wants to avoid but can't get around is that of corporate governance. You see, you know, the same thing that Google and Facebook did, that Snap tried to do. It did successfully, really didn't work out well for them, is the dual class listing of shares, and Lyft is, you know, is no different in that matter.
Atish Davda, thank you so much for being with us. Atish Davda, Chief Executive of EquityZen, talking about that Lyft IPO.